Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman. It is Azure Friday, and I'm here with Manling Zhang. We're going to learn all about what's new in the CDN.
Correct.
Which makes me happy because I use the CDN for my podcast.
Sounds good. So today I'm going to talk about three features that we've implemented recently, mm-hmm. including some very exciting updates that we have when creating a new CDN point, mm-hmm. The Azure CDN integration with media services, and also accessibility to some analytics through another supplemental portal.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So first I'm going to talk about is the exciting update that we have when creating new CDN. So remember, before when you create a new CDN endpoint, you mm-hmm. have a list of origin from in your subscription to choose from. Mm-hmm. And that means you are only limited to use like a storage website and cloud services, which is Azure services as the CDN origin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so when I made my CDN, I originally made it from a storage account mm-hmm. and did everything manually.
I see.
Now I don't have to.
Yes, correct. So you basically create a CDN endpoint. You mm-hmm. select the origin type you want to point your CDN to, mm-hmm. and then it will show up the list here. And then you simply click the create, mm-hmm. and it will pop up to here and says start configuring.
Now this notion of origin, maybe you could explain a little bit of that to me, because I didn't quite understand this kind of, I'm not sure the correct word for it. It's a cache of kinds, because someone's going to hit the CDN URL
mm-hmm, correct.
looking for an image. They're going to hit CDN URL /images/foo.
Yes.
The CDN's going to look and not find it?
Correct. So basically, the origin is where your content is initially stored,
okay.
like your files, your website is on some server over there.
Mm-hmm.
So you create a CDN endpoint, so customer will first hit the CDN edge node, which has the, if there is no cached content over there, you will go back, which is called miss, it will go back to the storage or website to get the content and come back to the edge server. And it will store there based on the caching policy that you can set up,
mm-hmm.
and then you will reply back to the customer for that.
Okay, so this important thing, I think the part that took me a second to understand is this origin, I don't want the customer hitting that anymore.
Correct.
Right?
Yes. So you want to offload the origin, because you probably have, if everybody is hitting your origin, you have lots of spikes of traffic,
mm-hmm.
and you will be very slow, and your global users cannot reach very fastly to your origin. So you want to bring the content closer to the end users,
mm-hmm.
and make them available to the end users.
Mm-hmm. So for example, I have a podcast, and I have www.hanselminutes.com/images,
mm-hmm.
That's a web app, and I'd rather that it not serve all my images.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have images.hanselminutes.com/, you know. So the origin is the www. I don't want people hitting that. So I'm
mm-hmm.
going to change my URLs.
Correct.
To the CDN.
Yes, so you basically point your image, your customer-facing domain name,
mm-hmm.
point to a CNAME that has CDN configured,
mm-hmm.
and that one in the back end, the CDN will point to your origin. So your customer-facing domain, all you're hitting is the front-end domain name that you have.
Okay, and then things that the CDN doesn't find, it goes to the origin, it gets them once, and now it's on that edge node for future customers to hit.
Correct, and also based on the caching policy. So you can set up like a week or 2 weeks or a year of caching time on the server.
That's a good point. If I put up the wrong guest's picture, I might update that, but CDN people may not see it for 7 days if my policy says 7 days.
Yeah, so the best practice is to put the version of your image.
Mm.
We always have customers do that, or you have a purge of the content. You can refresh the content. So we will make this ability available to everybody. So right now you can send a ticket to the support,
mm-hmm.
and they will help you to purge the content from the from the edge servers,
mm-hmm.
and then all the requests will go back to the origin for the new one.
Okay, and then in the future you'll have some portal for me to
correct.
Be able to do
correct, exactly.
That. Okay, and then one of the things you were pointing out, that the different origin types, there's a new origin type.
Yes, it's the custom origin. So you are not limited to use Azure services as your CDN origin. So
mm-hmm.
you can type any origin you want, such as your own data centers or other third-party cloud services providers.
Mm-hmm.
So you, like for example, I can do http://www.bing.com.
I see.
And then you can create, and which will give you a new CDN point start creating.
Okay, so you're actually making a CDN that will go and be the CDN for Bing.
Yes, and then you can replace this domain name and for images, and this will go through the CDN.
Right, so this URL here, this kind of funky URL, that's the automatically generated CDN.
Exactly.
One.
And then you can, like you do, you can create a custom domain name to point to that system-generated domain name, and you can use the custom domain name as the front-end URL.
Mm-hmm. So then what I'm hearing you say is that this is really good for people who have a site, maybe their corporate site. It's not in Azure.
Mm-hmm.
They like it where it is.
Yes.
But their images or their PDFs or their product files, whatever, big files, maybe they've outgrown their server. They can make images.myserver.com, point at their original origin, and all they have to do is then change the URLs.
Yep.
And the CDN is going to start working for them right away.
Correct. You can create a CDN point. You can create the host name from here.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to the origin, you can. It's the managed domains.
So right.
You can,
oh, there you go.
Yep. Here it is.
And then here is the auto-generated one, and I would say images or CDN.mycompany or whatever makes me happy. And
yep.
Then I'd set that in my domain registrar.
Correct. Exactly.
That's slick. That's actually really convenient. I'm, in my mind, I'm thinking of a couple of sites I have that aren't at Azure.
Oh,
I could
okay.
set the CDN
yes,
up
exactly.
in probably 15 minutes.
Yep. Yes, absolutely. So this is the first updates that we did for this part. And the second one is before, once you click an origin URL, it will disappear from the list, which means you cannot create a second CDN endpoint for the same origin.
Mm.
Now we got rid of that restriction. And the last one is in the cloud services, before you have a slash CDN in your origin hostname.
Mm-hmm.
So we are basically force you to put the content under the CDN folder. So now we got rid of that restriction as well. So you can put in any folder as you want.
Mm-hmm. So then cloud apps, web apps, storage, custom origin, all kind of treated as peers and a lot more flexibility for everybody.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then why might I want to have two CDNs? This is for more control or maybe URL sharding?
Correct, exactly. So basically you you can put like image one, image two slash in the same under the same host header, and then which will have multiple send multiple requests to that, and which improve your loading for the performance.
I see. So you'd have more parallelism
exactly.
on those
yep.
things. All right, cool.
So that's the first feature I want to share with you.
Mm-hmm.
So the second one is since March this year, mm-hmm. we've integrated with Azure Media Services. So now for any streaming endpoint that you have, you can easily enable CDN for that. So if you click Add, and you can see there is a checkbox with Enable CDN. So as simple as that, just enter name and enable CDN, and that's it.
Now we're talking about something as simple as a checkbox or a flip. Disabled, enabled, what does that really mean? I mean, when we're streaming, I'm thinking of that as being, you know, the bytes are streaming. Are we saying that the media video file
mm-hmm.
now moves to the edge server?
It actually means that whenever the customer using this hostname, actually we are going to use the exact the same hostname for the CDN. So when users visit the hostname to watch the streaming, the live stream or videos,
mm-hmm.
they are going to hit CDN instead of going to the streaming origin directly.
Oh, wow. And how do you do that? Is that a DNS trick?
It's the backend DNS mapping that we did, yes.
That's really nice. Mm-hmm. So then for people who are already using Azure Streaming, it's basically the make it faster button.
Yep, exactly. So we want to make the workflow very simple, no change, mm-hmm. DNS change, whatever workflow change for the customer. And so they can use the exactly same hostname.
That's a nice feature.
Yep. Oh, just quick note that if you want to enable CDN for an existing streaming endpoint, you need to stop it first and enable it and turn it back on.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
So the last piece I want to mention is the single sign-on. So probably you've noticed when I click here, you have a grayed out button called Manage CDN.
Right.
So this is a single sign-on from the Azure portal to a supplemental portal, which allows us to expose advanced features such as analytics, geo-blocking, prior to the availability in the Azure portal.
Right, and this is common for things we've seen, you know, web jobs
yep.
have these external portals.
Yep.
Azure Batch. So then when everyone's moved over to the Ibiza portal,
mm-hmm.
then CDN will be there as well.
Exactly. So Ibiza portal is our next milestone, and we want to introduce more advanced features directly in the Ibiza portal.
Okay, cool. Well, then you'll come back on and show me the new portal when it's ready?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, very cool. We're learning all about the CDN features here on Azure Friday.